SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. During a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky, President Biden said Congress cannot leave for the holidays without passing more aid for Ukraine.
Mr. President, I've called on Congress to do the right thing, to stand with Ukraine, and to stand up for freedom. And I want to thank you for being here. You're going to help the cause, and I don't want you giving up hope.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says President Biden wants a lot from Republicans without giving them anything.
What the Biden administration seems to be asking for is billions of additional dollars with no appropriate oversight, no clear strategy to win, and none of the answers that I think the American people are owed.
Republicans want strict U.S.-Mexico border security changes in exchange for Ukraine aid. Also at SRNnews.com, a bipartisan group of senators signed a letter to the United Nations calling on the world body to investigate allegations of sexual assault by Hamas terrorists in their attack on Israel October 7th. Bob Agnew reports.
Allegations of sexual assault by Hamas have been numerous and well-documented. NBC News was the first to report that more than 30 U.S. senators have now signed on to a letter to U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres asking him to launch an investigation. The letter calls such an investigation, quote, a necessary step to hold perpetrators accountable, support survivors, and provide justice for victims. Bob Agnew reporting.
Special counsel prosecuting former President Trump plans to use the former president's cell phone data. Special counsel Jack Smith, in a court filing Monday, indicated he'll call witnesses to speak to a trove of data taken from the president's cell phone that he used during his time in the White House. Federal Reserve rate cuts could come as early as June, according to the latest CNBC Fed survey. More than half of those polled expect a rate cut by June 2024, with the number rising to nearly 70% by July. This is SRN News. More congregations are quitting the United Methodist Church.
This time it's 142 Mississippi congregations leaving for a more conservative organization. More than 7,000 churches have abandoned the UMC since its leadership embraced gay marriage and homosexual ordination. After years of fighting over the direction of the denomination, conservatives have mostly decided to leave, and liberals are apparently willing to let them do that. A formal split in the UMC will likely be approved in 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Queer trans activists in Minnesota want prosecutors to treat the killing of a man posing as a woman as a hate crime. The 38-year-old was shot in Minneapolis last month. A 25-year-old man is arrested and charged. Minnesota already has a hate crime law on the books, but it's unclear if it would apply to this specific case. The activists want more legislation making crimes committed against these people punished more severely. This is SRN News. Wall Street rose to its best level in nearly 23 months, just a bit below its record high.
Wall Street rose to its highest level since early 2022 after a report showed that inflation in the U.S. is behaving pretty much as expected. The S&P 500 climbed 0.5% Tuesday. The Dow rose 173 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.7%. Treasury yields were mixed after the November update on inflation roughly matched economists' expectations. Traders still expect the Federal Reserve to stand pat on interest rates when it announces its latest decision on Wednesday afternoon. The inflation report did cast some doubt on when interest rates may come down in the future. Seth Zutel, New York.
The House Rules Committee expected to vote Wednesday to authorize the impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole says the inquiry needs to be formalized to enforce subpoenas and pursue the information needed to look into the accusations. More details at SRNnews.com.